Groups of women on holiday don't have to involve budget airlines, sparkly sashes and fluorescent cocktails. If you fancy something healthier, you could join Chapter's Experience Holidays Women's Activity Week in the Lake District. Walking, yoga, circuit training, Nordic walking and Pilates are all on offer. There's also cake. Base for the week is Hasness Country House, and two of the leaders for the holiday are Linda Hutchinson and Claire Bonick.
You've got so many different things to try out here. You've got the beauty of the lakes. Even if you can't walk very far, you can walk around the lake. You can admire the views, the reflections. If you want to challenge yourself, you've got all the peaks. Just fantastic. So many different things to do.
How good a walker do you need to be? Do you need to have a certain level of fitness, or actually can you almost just tip up as a townie?
You can tip up as a townie, however, you would struggle a little bit with some of the walks. There are a few easy walks, probably not directly from the house at Hasness, but if you go into Borrowdale, there are easier walks for you to do. But on the whole, I would say from Hasness, you want to have some degree of fitness and, if possible, a little bit of experience in mountain terrain. But we have had people in the past who perhaps are just used to walking in the lowlands from down south. And to them, coming here is like a whole new magical experience. And because it is a Women's Week, we tend, I think, to bond a lot more and we help people along. So the inexperienced people are drawn into it. And at the end of the week, some of them feel they've really achieved something because actually they have climbed up a peak, they have scrambled, they have overcome their vertigo, and with their newfound friends.
What kind of gear do I need for a week like this?
Quite an amount of gear, because you've got to be prepared for everything. You need your suntan lotion because the sun could be shining, it could be extremely warm, so you need a lot of light clothes. The next day it could be pouring on you, so you need a lot of waterproof clothing as well. And you need to think about your shoes. Whether you're walking on very rocky ground or smooth paths, again, there's a whole choice. But to come and get the benefit of the full week, you really need to bring enough for all of the options. But we give information about what's the best things to pack.
And really, is gear that important? I mean, at the end of the day, if I've got sort of light trousers, you know, reasonable shoes, isn't that going to be enough?
It does make a big difference, but it doesn't have to be expensive gear. As long as you have the right gear for the right day and the right weather, certainly waterproofs, you're going to be much more comfortable if you're leaving the house at 9 o'clock in the morning, having your lunch out on the side of a hill and coming back at 4 o'clock in the evening. You want to stay as dry for as long of the day as you can. So a good set of waterproofs is very, very important.
What's the kind of thinking behind a trip like this? Is it just about walking?
It's about something more than that. Certainly with the Women's Activity Week here, we're looking at the whole experience. We're quite often taking people a little bit outside their comfort zone. So we're giving them that whole walking experience up into the mountains, but in a gentle manner. We're giving them, of course, the yoga and the Pilates, which they may not have done before. And of course, we're getting people up early in the morning, if they want to do a little bit of exercise.
What about the Nordic walking? Because I've always thought of Nordic walking as something that you do on fairly flat, level surfaces. That's not the case here.
It's not the case here. And I must admit that perhaps the Lake District is not the best place to do your Nordic walking initially. However, there are places you can do it. And we go to Wynlatter Forest, where there's some great trails. And actually, you can see that when you are going uphill, it's easiest to get uphill with a pair of Nordic poles propelling you forwards.
What do you think makes it different that it's a women's activity weekend? Because I think in some ways that sounds quite attractive, but then on the other hand, it also sounds like perhaps a mixed group would be more balanced in a way.
Again, it depends what people are looking for. And some people, if you mention it's a women's week, will run a mile and it's just not for them. But a lot of people love the freedom that is given to them in a women's week. They maybe feel there's less competitiveness. Sometimes they feel they can be themselves, they feel they can relax more. And certainly for people who want to try travelling alone, coming along on a women's week can be a good first step for that and to start to explore after that.
I'm not a really hardcore walker. I love walking, but I'm not a hardcore walker. So if I kind of wanted a day off, or I don't really fancy a walk that just looks a tad too tough, what are the options?
It's totally optional. From the minute that you arrive here, you can make your own decisions. No one is forced to do anything. And some days people just don't feel like going out for a long walk. Make sure we give them full information about how long it'll be, what sort of hills will be involved, so that they can make their choices. But there's beautiful villages near here. There are buses that go past. People can go to Keswick. People can go shopping. We provide a range of options so that there is a little bit of something for everyone.
And finally, how important is cake to this whole process?
extremely important. It is what draws you back at the end of the day, knowing there's a big mug of tea and a slice of Ruby's homemade cake for you.
That's Linda Hutchinson and Claire Bonick from Chapters Experience Holidays. For more information, see chaptersholidays.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.